What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, where you'll find out what the Fukushima's going on.
And aloha, America. Welcome to our show today. It is Tuesday, August 18th, 2020. Getting into the, we're pretty much firmly in the middle of the month here right now, and getting along into the week here. We've got a lot to talk about today, and as usual, I'm going to talk about news until I run out of news. Then we'll open the phone lines for your comments, questions, and observations. Mike is in our control room, twiddling the dials, keeping us out of trouble, and ready to rock and roll as the show moves forward. So let's get into it here. Obviously, last night was the official start of the Democratic National Convention. They had the keynote speakers out there. Joe Biden's out there. And it did not come across very well. Right now, let's see, there was a story coming out of your destination now. The DNC right now is like a 3 a.m. infomercial with less sex appeal. And viewers slammed it as boring and unwatchable the first night of the Democratic National Convention. And there are three more nights of this. And hopefully the Republicans are looking at this very carefully and making changes to what their presentation is going to be next week. It was described as little more than a two-hour infomercial. Others basically said it came across looking like more like a telethon raising money than an actual convention. Michigan Governor Gretchen Whitmer was caught on a hot mic saying it's Shark Week, followed by an obscenity that I can't repeat here on this year radio here. So anyway, Biden kicked off the convention yesterday with former GOP governors John Kasich, Christine Todd Whitman, and two other Republican women. They're making a big deal over Republicans who do not like Trump. And the entire theme of the convention so far seems to be, we've got to get Trump, we've got to get Trump, we've got to get Trump. No other ideas, no other platform whatsoever other than getting Trump. And, of course, you've got Pelosi and her group out there pushing for Medicare for All and various other giveaways without any clue how they're going to pay for any of this stuff here. Now, Michelle Obama did a speech last night, and a lot of people were wondering why she didn't bother mentioning Kamala Harris as being the vice presidential candidate. It turned out Michelle Obama's speech was pre-taped from something like a week ago. And so Donald Trump is mocking Michelle Obama for her pre-taped speech to the Democratic National Convention. Now, remember what I said the other day about, you know, a good exercise to do when somebody's making a speech, turn off the sound and just watch their face. Look for the body language, look for their facial expressions, and see how sincere they really are. It works really well on Michelle Obama's pre-taped speech there. So I leave that as an exercise for the listeners to do, both for that and for the speeches that are coming up tonight, which are going to be starting here in just a little bit under 2 hours. Okay, apparently Nancy Pelosi got up there and forgot what she was saying, rambled around a little bit for her speech there. Now, yes, I know lightning just hit near here. We're under a big, big, big thunderstorm. So if I vanish in the middle of a sentence, you know why. Anyway, Willie Brown has now basically admitted that, yes, Kamala Harris slept her way to the top. And he basically wrote it in his bloggy San Francisco Chronicle column saying that, he influenced her career by appointing her to two state commissioners when he was the Speaker of the Assembly. Now, the question I have is, did Kamala Harris sleep with Joe Biden to get the vice presidential nod? And I know it's kind of a disgusting thing to think about, but it's a legitimate question at this point. Now, another part of Kamala Harris' past that is coming back to haunt her is that during her entire tenure as San Francisco's chief prosecutor, she showed no signs of fighting for the little guy when she failed to prosecute any of the sexual abuse claims brought against Catholic priests in the city, despite the outcries from victim groups. In fact, as Breitbart News senior contributor Peter Schweitzer, president of the Government Accountability Institute, observed in his book titled Profiles in Corruption, Abuse of Power by America's Progressive Elite, during her 13-year tenure as district attorney and then attorney general, Harris failed to prosecute a single case of priest sexual abuse, though during that time period, at least 50 major cities were already bringing charges against priests. So, anyway, Basically, Nancy Pelosi is still out there screaming about the USPS. The Postmaster General has declared there will be no changes to the post office system until after the election is concluded. Careful choice of words. It sounds like he's expecting there to be things still going on after Election Day. But he's saying there will be no changes, heading off moves by state's attorney generals. Let's try that one again. Heading off moves by state's attorney generals to bring lawsuits to prevent any changes to the Postal Service. But the Postmaster General said, no, there won't be any. So the system is locked as it is right now until after the election is concluded. And Steve Scalise is out there saying that Pelosi's kind of fabricated this crisis so she can make money grab to funnel billions to the post office because she needs it to pull off no ID, universal mail-in voting. And that's exactly what they're trying to do. All righty. Now, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez wants to save the USPS, and she's come up with the latest in a long string of brilliant ideas. She wants to propose a national progressive pen pal program to boost stamp sales. Alexandria, have you heard of text messaging? I mean, I remember pen pals from when I was a kid, and you were encouraged to have pen pals and trade, you know, but I mean, that's obsolete today in the age of electronic text message. Oh, Alexandria, Alexandria, Alexandria. I hope you did much better as a bartender. Anyway, we're still seeing protests against having to vote in person. Interestingly enough, of course, the protesters have no hesitation to show up in person to protest having to vote in person, which kind of makes you wonder what's going on over there. But yeah, the idea that you're not going to vote in person, I mean, that's virtually un-American, virtually. Okay, so anyway, more wet work seems to be going on here. The president of the Maryland Young Democrats, Joseph Kitchen, was found dead in his apartment despite last being seen at the beach. His last posts were threats to expose the Young Dems of America. It's unclear how he died. Nobody's saying just yet. But he was last seen in person at a state park in Annapolis on August 8th. The following Tuesday, Kitchen participated in a Zoom meeting with fellow Democratic colleagues, and it was shortly after the video conference that his brother said he went dark. Kitchen's brother said he couldn't get a hold of him, said his phone would go straight to voicemail. His social media was not active, which his brother said was unusual, and now he's been found dead in his apartment. Okay, now next week, of course, is the Republican National Convention, and already they've got two of their headliners are going to be Mark and Patricia McCloskey. This is the St. Louis couple who became famous after brandishing their firearms at protesters and activists who trespassed on their private street. They will speak at the Republican National Convention to offer their support for President Trump, according to the Washington Post. Now, I know that it is sort of traditional, or not traditional necessarily, but certainly expected for every incumbent president to wistfully start talking about a third term in office, even though you're limited to just two terms by the 22nd Amendment. But Trump is saying he should get a third term in office because of the fascist Democrats spying on his campaign. And Trump said, we're going to win four more years, and then after that, we should get another four because they spied on my campaign. We should get a redo of the 4 years. Well, I can understand what he's thinking, but that 22nd Amendment is the rule. You get two terms. And from where I sit, you've pretty much wasted that first one. So we'll see what happens. Don't get me wrong. I'm supporting Trump over Biden in this election, but I'm not having a lot of high expectations for a second Trump term in office here, second Trump administration. Meanwhile, former Senate President of Haiti, Bernard Sansarik, is taking an opportunity of the Clintons' return to the limelight by demanding a full audit by Trump of the billions taken in by the Clinton Foundation, only 2% of which actually reached Haiti. And he's out there saying it's time for federal fraud charges. And yes, that whole Haiti situation, that really was a mess down there. Okay, over in Chicago, a Black Lives Matter mob led off the weekend march with Loot It All Back banner, an open declaration of more lootings to come. And I saw a video on Fox News early today about somebody just, you know, screaming at the crowd, we've got to loot back, you know, what they took from us. And so they're really out there screaming about, you know, we've got to loot. It's a form of reparations, and just going nuts. And apparently last week, Black Lives Matter protesters looted and ransacked Chicago's Magnificent Mile for the second time this year. And I don't understand what they think they're accomplishing with this. Because, again, if they really want to bring about changes to our society, they need public support. And they're not going to get it by acting in a way that nobody wants to emulate. Everybody looking at BLM and Antifa, they don't want to be like them. They don't want to be seen to be like them. There's a lot of the black population that are absolutely appalled by what's going on. And they don't want to be confused by these other people. Or rather, they don't want to be confused for these other people. Because it looks bad. Politics is perception. And the perception of Black Lives Matter and Antifa is that they're basically rioters and looters and pillagers. And this is apparently the new model for the Democrats. Now, Tucker Carlson came on out and finally asked, why is the media ignoring the brutal murder of 5-year-old Cannon Hinnon? This is the 5-year-old white kid who was literally shot and killed execution style by a 25-year-old black neighbor right on his front lawn, right in front of his sisters. And nobody's talking about it in the corporate media. Of course, we're talking about it, in the independent media. And kudos to Tucker Carlson for calling attention to that, because it was a horrific crime. And it underscores the fact that corporate media is full bore. You know, anytime a white person harms a black person, it's going to get headline treatment. But when a black person harms a white person, it gets ignored because they're pushing an agenda. And speaking of agenda, last night I tuned in to watch Lovecraft Country, which is HBO's new series. And it seemed for the most part to be more about the, you know, poor blacks being victimized by evil whites. And I watched about 45 minutes of it, expecting to see something from the Lovecraft universe, except for the opening splash, they had something there. But it was just all about these poor black people being abused by white people. And finally, I turned it off and I said, I don't need this. Anyway, we're still playing hide and seek with Shadowgate by Millie Weaver. And as I predicted yesterday was going to be the case, Vimeo yanked it. It's still available on Band Video and a couple of other places. And as they get reposted up, we're going to link them to whatreallyhappened.com so people can see what this video is all about and why so many people want you not to be able to see it here. And I've watched part of it myself so far, and it's very interesting. It is very interesting to see what's going on inside this video, mostly because they have these two whistleblowers that are saying what's really been going on inside the deep state and how the deep state uses contractors to keep their own hands clean from the dirty work that they're doing here. All righty, over in Iran, their former defense minister and current military advisor to leader of the Islamic Revolution, Ayatollah Sayyid Ali Khamenei, says the recent deadly explosion in Beirut was 100% an Israeli job meant to pit the Lebanese nation against Hezbollah and disarm the resistance movement. In an interview with China's Phoenix television broadcast on Sunday, Hossein Degan stressed that nothing is expected from the Tel Aviv regime other than crime. Okay, and all righty, let's see, getting on back here. Asked about the August 4th blast in Beirut, Dagon replied, I think what happened is 100% an Israeli job as it targeted food stocks. Okay. Now then, the Palestinians are being played as pawns in this deal between Israel and the United Arab Emirates. Apparently shared enmity towards Iran is the real move between UAE and Israel. And the Palestinians just got caught in the middle of it. And already Israel is saying that it's not going to change anything about their policies toward the Palestinians, which means, from the perception of the other Arab Middle Eastern countries, the United Arab Emirates has just put their stamp of approval on how Israel treats the Palestinians, the Palestinians, rather. And, of course, this is ranked up on the peace movement, if you will, is back in business. And if there's one conclusion to draw from the agreement this week between Israel and the United Arab Emirates, with Israel temporarily suspending its threat to illegal annex parts of the West Bank, except Netanyahu's already said that's not operative anymore. So anyway, the peace industry is back in business. It means there'll be a lot of talking and nothing will get done here. Now, Kushner is out there saying that the U.S. will not allow Israel to annex the West Bank for some time. He's not defining some time very clearly. In fact, it could be immediately after the election. But questions about the Israel-UAE deal and annexation may have been answered by Jared Kushner, who says that Israel will not annex without U.S. permission, and the U.S. won't give that permission for some time after the deal. Maybe, maybe not. Looking at what happened in the Security Council last Friday with the resolution to extend the arms embargo on Iran, it's clear that other nations are no longer listening to the United States, and it's no longer the world leader it likes to imagine that it is. And I would not at all be surprised for Israel to just go ahead and say, we're going to annex and we don't need your permission to do it. Because what else is the United States going to do? Stop signing all those checks? That'll be the day. That will be the day. All righty, getting over into Belarus, things are heating up there. And apparently Lukashenko is out there saying, until you kill me, there'll be no other election. And apparently there are now general strikes, protests spreading all over the country. And after a week of violent protests following Belarusian President Lukashenko's reelection for a sixth term, we are told, he issued a surprise concession on Monday saying he'd be willing to hand over power after a referendum. We'll put the changes into a referendum and I'll hand over my constitutional powers, Lukashenko said as cited in Reuters. However, this is unlikely to pacify the demonstrators given the that he emphasized, but not under pressure because of the street, although it's being widely interpreted as a sign he's indeed feeling the pressure given the rare political compromise gesture. Now, Great Britain, the United Kingdom, is adopting an interventionist role in the Belarus political crisis. As Belarus continues to grapple with post-election unrest, the British government is showing stronger signs of wanting to influence the outcome by potentially fomenting the overthrow of longtime President Alexander Lukashenko. Well, that all depends on whether he is the legitimate president or not. And according to the sentiments of the Belarusians themselves, he isn't, because the election was rigged. And again, as I mentioned, I think it was last week, I said I'm very, very concerned that if we have an obviously fraudulent election this November, with all of this mail-in balloting and all this other nonsense going on, no IDs and the rest of it, and that if Biden were to be seen as stealing the election, that we could see similar protests and strikes here in the United States here. Anyway, in the immediate post-election environment, the British Foreign and Commonwealth Office published a statement where it called on the government of Belarus to refrain from further acts of violence following the, quote, seriously flawed presidential elections, end quote. In the presidential election of August 9th, Lukashenko was reelected to a sixth term in office with just over 80% of the vote, but opposition candidate Svetlana Tsikhanouskaya, the opposition candidate refused to accept the result and declared herself the winner. So apparently she's got a lot of support in the streets there. Belarus is kicking off a large-scale military drill near Poland and Lithuania. And on August 16th, the Belarusian armed forces announced large-scale military drills near the country's nuclear plant and in the Grodno region bordering Poland and Lithuania. The drills will take place on August 17th through the 20th and involve rocket and artillery units, air defense forces, and airborne troops. Meanwhile, mechanized and battle tank brigades also are holding live fire exercises. The military added that forces will train to strengthen the country's western border as part of the drills. Okay. Now, Moscow is saying that increased U.S. military presence in Poland worsens the security situation in Europe and warns that NATO is trying to distort reality. We got to take a break for commercial. We'll be right back.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now, but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
When all this twisted steel was swept away, did these remaining holes reveal what really happened? What really happened?
And welcome back to our show here, and a reminder that Republic Broadcasting Network, and for that matter, whatreallyhappened.com, are in a state of perpetual fundraising. And once again, the postal address where you can send a check, money order, or if you prefer, anonymity cash, is Republic Broadcasting Network, 2251 Double Creek Drive, number 302, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. The phone number where you can make a credit or debit card donation is 800-724-2719, extension 3. We really, really do need your help. All right, getting on back to the situation in Belarus. Lithuania is out there saying that Russian military help in Belarus constitutes an invasion. And they're saying there are no reasons for military support from Russia and no legal or other grounds for it. It would constitute an invasion into the country and would destroy the last traces of its independence. So Belarus is shaping up to be a new flashpoint. We could be seeing a new war in Europe originating from that border. Russia would risk a lot if it did it in the face of what's going on in Belarus, in the face of the popular support. It should figure out that an invasion would not be justified, neither legally nor morally nor politically, spokesman for Lithuania added here. Now, over in Belarus, the opposition politician Svetlana Tsikhanouskaya, I'll get it right, trust me, calls on security forces to switch allegiance and says Belarus should create a legal framework for a new, fair election. She also called on security forces to switch sides. Okay, we're going to go ahead and open the phone lines here, and we're going to start with Joe in Tennessee. Hello, Joe. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, Mike. I was watching Trump yesterday. I don't know if he was in Minnesota or one of them places up there, Midwest. And he's saying, vote for me. I'm the law and order president. Well, Mr. President, you are the president. Well, how about some law and order now? I mean, are you going to let the whole country, like, fall apart so that people will vote for you instead of, like, acting as president, which we're sworn to do right now, and implement the laws of this country and protect the people of this nation? I mean, what's he waiting for? I mean, it was so funny. He's like, I'm the law and order president. Vote for me. And meanwhile, all the cities are falling apart. Everybody's killing each other. White people are getting dragged out of trucks and beaten up in the street. I mean, I'm telling you flat out, you're going to see vigilantism in this country if Barr and Trump don't get off their, you know, behinds there and start protecting the people of this country. I mean, you know, if these were white nationalists that were out there protesting in the street, Barr would have them in RICO. They'd all be in federal prison, and they wouldn't see the light of day for 40 years. He'd be as quick as Roadrunner right now going to indict people. So this, I'm a big Trump supporter, but I'm getting fed up. I don't know what the hell he's waiting for. I mean, to the city, I mean, I'm not that fond of these left-wing cities, but there are people that live there that it's no fault of their own, and they deserve to be protected by the President of the United States if the local authorities are not going to protect them. He has a constitutional obligation to protect their lives and their liberty. And it's just getting me sick to watch him sit there and say, oh, there's an election coming up, I'm the law and order candidate. Well, you haven't shown me any law and order, Trump. I'm sorry, I'm really getting fed up. I see another person get pulled out of their truck and beaten up. I'm telling you flat out. You know, it's getting to the point where we need vigilantes in this country, and if I get on a jury and some guy's being blocked in his truck and he runs over 40 people, I'm going to vote to let him go. And if anybody blocks my driving, I'm running them over. Even though they've got that poor white guy in prison for 40 years from Charlottesville, what happened there in Portland with the guy being dragged out of his truck and almost beaten to death, or almost to death, the President of the United States should pardon that guy in Charlottesville. I mean, that's one of their tactics, these radicals, to get in front of your car, and they want you to run them over. So it makes the news. That's what happened in Charlottesville with that big fat lady getting there in front of the guy's car. The guy's probably scared to death that they were going to do to him what they did to that guy in Portland. So you know something? I hope vigilantes start. I mean, that's it. Because right now, you know, there's a lot of people that don't want to do anything violent because they don't want to be on the wrong side of the law. You know, they have their family name to worry about and things like that. But it's getting to the point where I think that you'd be honored. I would honor somebody that would go up to Black Lives Matter or the Antifa terrorists and run them down at their truck. I would honor them.
Well, because,
and it would be Trump's fault, and it would be Barr's fault for not doing anything.
Well, I see your point, and you raise a good point. I mean, Trump has been president for almost 4 years, and, you know, we're still waiting for him to be presidential. I'm not sure about wanting to escalate the violence into vigilantism, because that's the next step towards civil war. And I really would like to avoid that. It's rough on the landscaping and bad for the tourist industry. But on the other hand, I think what's going on here is the liberals think they're going to successfully blame Trump for all the violence in the streets. And I think the Trump campaign is saying that the violence in the streets is making the Democrats look bad. Anyway, Joe, stay on the line. We're going to put you on hold. We're going to come right back to you after these words from our sponsors.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
What would you say if I told you we have a new tool that will increase production and lower maintenance costs for your meat processing company? And it would pay for itself in just 6 weeks.
When pigs fly!
The new EaseOff Model EZ4 replaces old spring-style carcass droppers and is faster, safer, and more reliable. The EaseOff lowers or lifts 1,000 pounds to or from your rail automatically using our remote control.
Sounds expensive. Can I afford it?
Can you afford not to try the EaseOff? It installs fast with just 3 bolts in place of your current dropper. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue and injuries, speed up your line, eliminate downtime, and increase profit.
How can I order my EaseOff?
Go to EaseOff.com, EazeOff.com, and hurry, because we are offering $200 off on the new EZ4 for a limited time. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too. EaseOff LLC, Summersville, Missouri, 417-932-6419.
Ladies and gentlemen, J.R. Moore here. We have a special promotion going on at Republic Broadcasting. This is a fundraiser for Republic Broadcasting involving the Energy Cleaner. Mail me a postcard. My address is at my website at thelibertyman.com. We pick a postcard every other Thursday. When your postcard is drawn out, you get to buy an Energy Cleaner for $215 instead of $285, $70 discount. $200 goes to Republic Broadcasting. You also get a 10% discount on my mattress pads. So get those postcards in, put your name, your telephone number, your email address on there, and when your postcard is drawn, you get to get an Energy Cleaner for $215 instead of $285. Mattress pads, 10% off. Help us out at Republic Broadcasting and help yourself to get an Energy Cleaner at a deep discount. It's a win-win situation for everybody. We hope you can get these postcards in soon. Thank you very much.
Extend your life with
Extendovite. Extendovite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. Nikki, great product. Have to try it for a few months to see results. After taking Extendovite for about 6 months, I have noticed improvement on the numbness of my hands and wrists from carpal tunnel. I will continue to buy the product. Ken Peaks, 5 out of 5 stars. Works as advertised. This formula is very powerful. Be careful to follow directions. I am feeling much better. My heart rate and blood pressure has stabilized and my lower edema has reduced. Lower leg pain due to blood clots has disappeared. Thank you. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
We the people, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and
And welcome back to our show. Here we're talking with Joe in Tennessee. And Joe, I'll be the first one to admit, Donald Trump has been a tremendous disappointment. And I know all the usual arguments about how everybody's opposed to him and the Democrats are sabotaging him and spying on him. And he runs into resistance from the state governors and the mayors of these liberal cities where all this rioting is taking place. But again, as you pointed out, he is the president and he does have certain options available to him. And sometimes, you know, I get a sense here that he's not the strongest man that we could have in that office right now. Of course, Biden's a lot worse. So once again, we're picking the lesser of two evils, and that lesser of two evils is going to be Donald Trump.
Well, you know, I've called a lot, and I've defended this president for over 3 years. But if he's going to sit there and talk about the law and order candidate, well, you're the president. You're not a candidate anymore. You have power to enforce law and order, and the law and order people that support you are going to become lawless if that's what it takes to get law and order in this country. I usually don't because I live in a pretty nice area, but I got guns in my car now. I never used to. I didn't think so. Because if I have a confrontation with one of these Black Lives Matter, they try to block my egress or my ability to drive, they're going to be laying in the street. I can't believe I see so many people that put up with that crap. Now, maybe they're younger and they're not more, you know, I don't give a damn attitude about life to begin with. So I'm not the kind of guy to mess with, and they seem to know that. I mean, I wear a Confederate mask around instead of, if I'm going to be forced to wear a mask, I got a Donald Trump mask and I got a Confederate flag mask, and I just dare anybody to mess with me. But, and I like, I'm telling you the truth, I'm actually hoping for vigilantism in this country. And I'll tell you what, just because what's going to be funny about it is you're going to see how fast the president and the attorney general come down on a vigilante in this country. Oh, they'll let Antifa run riot and pull people out of their trucks and beat them in the street. The minute it's a white guy that gets a little justice for us, oh, you're going to see the Justice Department, you're going to see hate crimes and RICO, and you're going to see it all. You're going to see the power of the state and how the power of the state with Donald J. Trump as president hates white people. And that's all I got to say, and I'm pissed off about it, and I feel betrayed by him, Mr. Law and Order candidate. You're the president, Mr. Trump. You're the president now. It's pathetic, but I'll let you go, Mike. I'm sorry about being angry, but that's just the way it is.
No, I understand you're being angry, and you've got a valid point. Trump's had the job now for going on 4 years. We're waiting for him to clean up the voting system. We're waiting for him to clean up the vaccine industry. We're waiting for him to start prosecuting crimes related to, like, the Clinton Foundation is just one example out of many. And we're not getting that. And, again, I've heard all the excuses about how, you know, he's fighting so much opposition, but he had to know that coming into the job. He wanted the job. He's got the job. And frankly, I'm not impressed. Joe, thank you very much for the phone call.
Thank
We're going to let you go and switch over to Miles in Maine. Hello, Miles. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Aloha, Michael. Hey, Mark from North Carolina, get your scorecard out because you're going to hear the second one that supports what Joe said. So now you're going to hear two Trump supporters because you said you don't ever hear that, but I've mentioned several times when Trump's wrong, he's wrong. And I agree with Joe on that wholeheartedly. Michael, I would even add to that, what happened to equal protection under the law? Not only are we not protected to have the same rights and the same right to, our First Amendment right to protest, but we get very damaging sentences in one race as opposed to those over the other. Jesse Smollett, some of these examples come to mind. But, what has gone on with the equal protection under the law? Now, I would say, though, on that 22nd Amendment thing, Michael, I would, to a point, agree with Trump. How did FDR get all those terms? How did FDR get so many terms, Michael?
The 22nd Amendment was passed after FDR. The 22nd Amendment was ratified, I think, in 1947.
Yeah. I guess the point what I was trying to make, yeah, that's exactly right. But so many people were afraid to get rid of FDR in the middle of the war that they just continued to vote for him. But, you know, this is worse. This is actually a constitutional crisis. It's actually a coup when you have members of, the deep state that have been shown to be complicit in this with the former president, a special court and everything like that. I don't see how this is anything less than what would be considered like a coup in these third world countries.
Well, it does appear to be a coup, and I'm glad Durham is starting to dig at things. On the other hand, we had that Senate intelligence report was issued today saying that, yes, there was Russian interference in the 2016 election, or at least that's what the Democrats are saying it proves, and the Republicans are saying it proves exactly the opposite. So we're going to get some nattering and gromishing about that. But, you know, we keep sitting here waiting for the wheels of justice to turn, and they never do.
Well, you know, here's the thing. They've come this close to doing this to this president, which in my opinion shows me they could do this to any president. They could spoil any election. They
yes.
can make anything appear as what they want to accomplish their goal. And if that's not something that, you know, would be considered a silent coup, when you have all these agencies that are supposed to be there to protect the integrity of America and elections, you know, Joe McCarthy's got to be getting the last laugh here. I mean, you know, he's got to be down there saying, told you so, or up
yep.
there, rather. He's got to be up
there wherever
saying, you know, I told you guys so. Yeah, yeah, I'm sure, you know, all what's that, how they say they all go to heaven? Well, anyway, though, you know, everybody always talks about Joe McCarthy. These people are out and out, communists, socialists, Marxists, and everything, and there's no apprehension whatsoever. So this is an amazing experience we're seeing here. But, yeah, on that account, I'd have to say I agree with Trump. You know, this is just a crisis he's presided over, if anything, if you ask me. But we'll see what this election brings. And let's just hope that if everything works out and Trump's reelected, that, you know, his ears are pinned back and the real Trump will come out. I mean, the Trump we heard do the talking will come out. And thank you very much, Michael. Have a great afternoon. All right.
All right. Thanks an awful lot. Thank you for the phone call. We're going to switch over to Paul in New Jersey. Hello, Paul. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hello, Michael. Michael, I want to say how I really liked what Joe from Tennessee was saying today. The fact of the matter is this deadbeat, do-nothing, this tubby attorney general of ours, he really has done nothing. He hasn't delivered. And, you know, there's something really evil and wrong about, pretending like you're going to deliver justice and doing nothing. There's nothing more despicable. You know, he is in a position to deliver justice to the American people, and he has done nothing. And Donald Trump, shame on him, likewise has observed all this and done nothing. He hasn't goaded Barr on any of this. He's done nothing. And so he lost my vote. Donald Trump, I will not be voting for you in November. That doesn't mean I'm voting for Joe Biden. It just means you lost my vote. And let me say something about this. For all you people who put so much emotional, of your emotional, you know, like goodwill into this loser Donald Trump, I just want to, we should start working on how we are going to cope when Joe Biden wins, because Joe Biden likely will win in November. And so I think it's a good idea that some of these people start to coming to terms with that future defeat of Trump, and how actually some of the things that come out when Joe Biden wins are actually going to be beneficial. And I'll tell you one of the best things that's going to be come out of this. Because the Democrats are going to have all the positions pretty much of the government, and a lot of Democrats are going to be in power, do you think the Democrats want their cities run the way they've been run now when Joe Biden becomes president?
I hope not.
They're not, Michael. They are going to crack down on Antifa way faster than this deadbeat Bill Barr hasn't. Way more than Donald Trump, this do-nothing, hasn't. And they are actually going to clean up the cities, because the wealthy Democratic urban classes in all these cities are furious. And why do you think there's a nod and a wink when it comes to Kamala Harris? Because what does Kamala Harris do better than any other person in the United States? She actually throws black criminals in prison. Not Bill Barr. Kamala Harris will, because she's done it in the past. Because, let's be honest, her issue is she doesn't identify by being black at all. She just pulls that out when it comes in handy. She's all Indian. And these Indians believe in a caste system. And she's higher ranking. And she's going to throw these low-life criminals in a prison better than Bill Barr ever would. So point is,
she's going to be vice president, which means she doesn't have enforcement powers.
No, she's going to have influence as soon as that doddering dullard starts losing it in the White House.
Okay.
She and Jill Biden are going to be running this country, just like Mrs. Wilson ran the country after Woodrow Wilson had his stroke, right?
Or Eleanor Roosevelt.
Exactly. And so what I'm saying is that don't think like just because the Democrats are, because remember how when Obama came in, we all thought, oh, they're going to take the guns away. They didn't take the guns away. And we thought, oh, everybody was all paranoid about this, this, and this. Not much really happened. You could still get your AR-15 under Obama. And so I expect nothing different under Biden. I don't see it as the end of the United States if Biden wins. And since Donald Trump failed, utterly failure on so many things, I think it sends a message to future Republican candidates and aspiring people. Maybe it sends a message to Tucker Carlson, the potential 2024 Republican candidate, right? That you better deliver and don't make phony promises you can't deliver on, and maintain justice and law and order. And this is where Joe from Tennessee was dead on, and kudos to Joe. And on that note, thank you, Michael.
All right, thanks an awful lot. We're going to let you go and switch over to Dan in Washington State. Hello, Dan. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, thanks for taking the call. I also agree with Joe in Tennessee. I think in Charlottesville, the guy driving the car actually got like over 800 years in prison. And they basically threatened to kill him.
But with time off for good behavior, he'll be out in 500, right?
Oh, okay. Oh, they must be liberal there. But, there's still political prisoners there, and they are political prisoners. I mean, just for things like a fist fight, they got 4 years, 8 years, people sitting in prison when they didn't even start the fight. So definitely Trump's bar after that started going after any kind of pro-white people like Identity Europa, which was just a peaceful college group. He tried to use propaganda. TRS, Mike Enoch is being sued. David Duke was being sued. The Proud Boys. So, yeah, they have been busy. They're just going after anyone, like Joe was saying, that would stand up to Black Lives Matter. And so it's very disappointing. I'll give Trump credit because he was the only one who was fair enough at the beginning to say there was good and bad on both sides. But he has really not done anything. But I agree with you, Mike. I think they might just let it go because the American people are so sick, you know, mentally, that maybe, I mean, you have to literally have, like, white women being murdered and raped right in front of a guy. Like Mitt Romney. I mean, what is it going to take for a guy like Mitt Romney to quit being a cuck servative, and quit kissing butt and trying to be politically correct? You got George Bush Jr., he's coming out with a book, you know, drawing pictures of immigrants, multiracial immigrants. Like, I mean, these people are sick. And so the Republican Party is so full of sick people. I mean, it's disgusting. And so is the Democrat. So I don't know. But I know a couple months ago, you had big riots in Portland where the Proud Boys were there. And they were starting to beat up Antifa and stuff. And look who, they're all gone now because you're not even going to get a white guy trying to defend a Columbus statue at this point. You'll be charged with felony hate crime. The white guy and girl that painted over Black Lives Matter on the sidewalk in California, they're being charged with hate crime. So, yeah. I don't know. I think the city's got to burn. I don't know what else to say. I mean, the American people are stupid. And you have these sick people like George Bush and Mitt Romney that, you know, and Biden and these people. I mean, it's almost like a satanic cult of these weird, self-hating white people. And anyway, so I'm still on the fence who to vote for. I probably won't vote. On another issue, Belarus, when I read about it, it said that guy won the election, Mike. Did he officially win, or did he lose?
He's been He's been declared the winner, but the general feeling among the population is that the election was rigged.
Okay. I also read on your website your ideas for a fair election system. I agree with those 100%. And, again, that's another thing the Republicans could have done. I mean, they, you know, it's hard to, like, try to, like, be afraid that Democrats can steal it because the Republicans have done nothing again about that issue when they could have. Anyway, so I think that it's funny the guy from Belarus was against a lot of the COVID-19 lockdown. I think this is kind of a NATO thing. I kind of support him because of that. But I'll let you go.
Dan?
Thanks.
All right, thanks an awful lot. We got to take a break for commercial. More callers waiting on the line when we come back.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Hey gang, Patrick Slattery here with an important message that is pertinent to anyone who shops for groceries, eats food, or just has an inquisitive mind like myself. What I'm about to introduce you to is a segment of our food culture that has been kept so low profile to the American public that virtually no one is aware of how dominant it is on our refrigerator and cupboard shelves. What I'm talking about is the kosher certification industry and a new app, Koshertified, that delivers a comprehensive education on all aspects regarding this little-known practice. After reviewing this app, I found that it is useful for practically anyone who purchases food, regardless of their religious faith or identity. Its database of products not kosher certified is a win-win convenience for all food-conscious people. So why not check out thekosherquestion.com or click on the link at nationalbugle.com and see how modifying your grocery shopping with the Koshertified app can make a huge difference for your future.
The Republic Broadcasting Network late-night premiere show Red Pill Hardcore is hosted by activists that want to hear from you, the listeners, so that you can get involved in the activism. Please call in at 800-313-9443 at 10 p.m. to enter the discussion. To book yourself as a guest, call our studio at 202-657-5715 or contact RBN staff. Remember, keep it real and take the red pill.
So, you love talk radio, then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on, 24-7, with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on mobile with any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
When all this twisted steel was swept away, did these remaining holes reveal what really happened?
Welcome back to our show here, and we're going to go back to the phones to Tom in Florida. Hello, Tom. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Yeah, good day, Michael, and that was a good call yesterday, a very good call by Kevin, and of course, Miles always makes some good calls, but there you go again with Paul and the other guy from Jersey and your last caller. They're not going to vote. They live in blue states. Their vote never wouldn't count anyway. Who would care because their vote doesn't count? But like you say, you should vote. Even if their candidate's not going to win, they should vote for somebody. Vote for Biden, Paul. Vote for him. What the heck? At least vote. Millions of men went to the battlefield for you to have the right to vote. To say I'm not going to vote is ridiculous. At least vote for somebody. That's why you have freedom in this country. And if you don't vote, they start seeing that, then you will become a communist country like Cuba or Venezuela. All these Venezuelans are over here. They're all voting for Trump because they don't want this to turn out like Venezuela or Cuba. We had a giant parade here in South Florida. There was 28,000 Cubans over here in Hialeah. They had a big parade Sunday for the Trump. They had a big boat parade with Pam Bondi in Florida for Trump. Yeah, Trump bought everything, guys. But you know what? You want Joe Bumbling Biden with Kamala Harris? That freak show? Kamala? Was tuning up Willie Brown and Montel Williams? Is that what you want? And you know what? I want to see Rosie O'Donnell scream again. I want to see Cher and Madonna almost want to blow their head off a bottle of Blabba Streisand. I want to hear Blabba cry. That's what I'm hoping. That's the entertainment I'm looking for. I don't care about the politics as much as I do right now about all these liberal Schweinharts crying like little babies. Another 4 years of Trump. Can you imagine Blabba Streisand, Rosie O'Donnell, that pork, and all these other Cher and this scumbag and this hoe, Madonna? Come on, Mike. You got all these screaming, memeing, liberal freak shows, and then you have these guys calling in how bad Trump has. What has Trump not done to make these guys happy? What has he not done? I mean, golly, he's exposed the immigration invasion of the country. He had said the other day, there's not 11 million in here. There's more like 30 million. Hold on, it's Trump's mouth. California's got 9 million illegal immigrants in it. So never mind. I disagree with your callers. You know, every time all these blue state guys are backing Trump, you know what? I think they're definitely worth going to vote for Biden. You say they're not, you're not going to vote. Yeah, right. Even Dustin said it in New Jersey. You have to vote. You know, if you do vote, your vote's only good for Democrats anyway. Who's kidding you here, Mike? You know, when you were in Hawaii, your vote didn't count. If you're conservative, it did not count at all. And Indiana sure does count. Your state now that you're in, it counts when you vote Republican and you have your conservative viewpoints.
Okay, no, Tom.
All these Jerseys and New Yorkers, they all come from the Florida.
Tom,
they don't want to pay that. Look at all these billionaires trying to get out of those states. Look at them all.
Tom,
they want to flee. They're fleeing their cities.
Oh, Tom.
Yeah.
Yo, Tom.
Yeah, Mike.
Yes, you need to keep that microphone closer to your mouth because you're fading out.
Sorry about that. No?
Okay, much better.
So, you know, I hear these guys complaining, but all these liberals in New York, in New Jersey, they're all wanting to come to the South. Or they,
okay,
Tom,
they
all want to go to Arizona.
Interrupt again. Sorry to interrupt again. I got to put you on hold. We got to take a break for station identification. Don't hang up. I'm going to come right back to you after these few words.
Are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll-free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.